head down to the Bull, where they are racing Lindsay Smith on his new home deck today. And he's got a nice team there and a nice team heading to Flemington on Saturday. How are you, Lindsay?
Michael, good morning.
How's the weather down at the Bull today?
Sun cream.
Sun cream, really?
Yes, no, it's about 30 minutes. The sun's out. It's, I don't think it'll rain today. So, yeah, it was beautiful down. Is it Melbourne? Is it raining?
No, we've actually got beautiful sunshine today. It's been pretty chilly, but we've got a lovely sunny day today. Have you braved the winter waters yet? Have you put the togs on?
I bought a wetsuit and it still hasn't been used. So I'm just waiting for the water to heat up, at least get past 3 degrees. But no, them days will come. But I need some rain for Flemington. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Well, there is rain predicted, so you might
be
right there because
start dance.
Well, if it does come, great again. It's going to be a very big chance in the Aurory Star. He loves the straight and he loves the wet. How did he train on since that great run at Caulfield?
No, really good, really good. The gate suits by the looks of the recent races down the straight on the wet. Yeah, the outer side, the track seems to be the best. So if it rains, everything sort of suits him and well weighted. And it's a good race for him, as I said before, wetter the better. But he's trained on good and in good spirits.
How much further do you think you can go with him as we get towards the better horses returning and the better weather?
Yeah, that'll all take care of itself. Once the better ones come back, he'll go into hiding and maybe have 3 or 4 months off and then come back. But he's not a complete hopeless horse on the dry, but once the better ones come back, he'll go and have a spell.
Gee, it'd be a good training effort if you get Rykovich to win the Aurory Star coming back to the 1,200. Has he freshened up well?
I don't think... I'll just see how he is. If it's too wet for him, I might just leave him at home and keep him for the Caulfield race, that Regal Roller.
Is he a horse?
Sort of boat, that... isn't he?
Yeah, he's a horse. So I thought he ran really well with a heavyweight in the Winter Championship.
It was a good run. I thought it was good effort. I always worry about his weight carrying performances, but he had a little freshen up, and I thought he could have a throw up the stumps at the Rupert Clark down on the weights. If you draw a gate and he gets a little cushy run, anything's possible. He's outdone my expectations of him, so why stop now?
And gee, it was an interesting first up performance by River Delight. I know we spoke to you before his first Aussie run, and you said he's a horse that's got a lot of ability. You would have been rapt with that debut in Australia, that fourth behind Morrissey.
Yeah, maybe told the jockey how to ride him, giving the bad instructions. He most probably should have gone forward. It was good effort. He kept coming. He's a bit suspect in the leg, so he's maybe should be in the mile next week, but I'm hoping for a wet track for him. And there's a 2,000 metre race coming up in Moonee Valley in 2 or 3 weeks, but might be right up his alley. But he's a chance. He's trained on good.
So, for the punters out there, would you be saying maybe just be a bit wary on Saturday over 1,400? He's looking for a bit further now?
Yeah, but if it happened, the rain's happened to really come and it was a bog trap, well, that would change the race a bit. But, yeah, I'd be thinking that maybe wait till Moonee Valley in the 2,000-metre race.
And Lucky for All's an interesting runner. He was a gun three-year-old, albeit wayward, with Darren Weir. He's been through Mick Price's stable, and now he's with you as a six-year-old. What impression has he given you since he's joined the team?
Yeah, he's a strange shape, but they said he hurt his pelvis, but a little bit weak behind. But he spent a lot of time nearly every day down the beach, and I know he's been in that system because I have seen him down here with Price's horses in Warrnambool before. So it's not much of a change for him, but we don't gallop him at the track. He hasn't seen the track since I've had him. He's been had a couple of gallops down the beach, and every day he goes to the beach. So he's quite relaxed. They said he was a bit quirky, but he's quite relaxed. So, as I said, he'll go to Moonee Valley over 2,000, which they say that's his better distance anyway.
If you just work them on the beach, are you able to get a bit of a guide of as to how they're going, or is it more of a wait and see until they actually turn up on race day?
Well, horses like him, I'm trying to work on his mind more than fitness, and just trying to change it to sort of reinvent him a bit. So if he runs out of steam the last little bit, I'll take that. But yeah, it's more of a mind game thing with him.
How do you do that when you've got a horse who's a bit of a nutcase? Try to get in their head and change their quirks.
He's with the right bloke. it's trying to think like a horse sometimes. You know, I've been with them most of my life, and you just change things. And as I said, it's no good going to do the same thing as the previous two trained. Well, we had success with him, and he just petered off the last little bit in his preparation, so it was no good going down that road. So he came to me for the reason to change something up, and that's what we've taken on. And yeah, but they say his behaviour is a lot better than when we did have him.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. Got an SMS for you here, Lindsay. A punter wants you to help us out. He said, Michael, Lindsay Smith would have a good hand on the Bob Peters horses. Can you ask him which one he would be thinking is the number one pick in a Cox Plate? That's from Steve. You've got any idea on Bob's horses?
Chip will run the journey, but he's the best horse. But Windstorm's pretty good. Take your pick. He's got six or seven of them. It wouldn't matter, but I reckon Regal Power's one of the lesser ones. There you go.
Really?
Yeah. What about Bob, eh? He said, oh, you shouldn't go to Melbourne. You can't run two stables. The next minute he's here. He's kidding, isn't he? Jesus.
Is that what he said to you?
Yeah, he said, oh, you can't run two stables. You can only run one stable. Rah, rah, rah. Next minute he's here. But anyway, he's got himself a good trainer and great horses. And I don't think I'll be worrying about meeting him. I don't think I've got one good enough to tackle him on, but good luck to him, and he'll do Perth proud.
Have you said to Bob, well, what about me? Send a couple my way.
No, no. Now we're just somebody who used to know. That's our song.
The Wizard's going to set himself up down here as well. Does that mean you might reunite with a few of your horses as well?
Yeah. He's already rang Dale, so great rider, as you all know, and... If I get a chance to get him, I'll throw him on a couple for sure.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Can you find us a winner today? You're so good with the RSN listeners. You've got a few nice runners at the bull. Flintoff King's well-named. Goes around this first starter, a mare out of Olympic Glory. Oh, it's not a first starter. It's had seven starts, but it's back today on a heavy track. Does it show you that it likes the wet?
Well, Mooney Valley was pretty heavy that day. It wasn't that bad a run. It does need on top of the ground. It hates a synthetic, but I had to put a couple of runs into it to get it to this distance. So it hasn't been run to suit. So if it was a dry track, it would have a very good chance. But it's some hope. But maybe wait for a drier track maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, what about Elderflower? You got it flying, but on the synthetic again. How do you think it'll go through the wet?
The day it was at... It was a little bit soft at Caulfield. It's had a lot of gallops here in the wet, and I know it's different to a race. So all you're betting on if it handles the track with the scratching. So I think it's with the weight, the barrier, if it's fences off, well, she can drift off. But it's a good race for her, so you're just betting it handling the track, and I'm tipping it will.
Yeah, it's $2.25. And then you got Lido Beach, who goes around in race number six. And, gee, it was a good Victorian debut from the West Aussie. Did he train on from that?
Yeah, he's trained on. But today, I was quite confident last time. The race seemed to suit him. I don't have that gut feeling today. So he can go forward. He has led and won and run a couple of seconds. So he doesn't have to go back. But today it'll be... left up to the jockey and see where he lands from that tricky gate. But, yeah, he hasn't gone backwards.
And Snittitude's a bit of a roughie. Is the market right?
Strange horse. His first couple of runs here were really good. And then I took him to Donald and it was awful. And then his last start was awful as well. So, yeah, we're hoping hoping on his home track we still we find his old form, but if he doesn't, he'll be changing stables.
You got a couple over in the West at Pinjarra today. Is there one we should be backing?
The Thunderest is a nice horse, tricky gate. A horse called Classic Magnus goes good. She's under the odds, but there's either her or a horse called Excuse Me in the same race will win it, so I have the Cornella.
Well, Classic Magnus, yeah, it's $1.65 in race number four, and
yeah,
the other
short
one you mentioned.
That's a bit short.
Well, we can back the Thunder Esso at $3.20.
Yeah, well, the Cornella, that Excuse Me or whatever it's called. And have the Cornella, yeah. It's not mine, but it's trial good the other day.
All right, Excuse Me. Race four, take the Cornella at 6 and 4. Good luck today, Linz, and on the weekend, mate.
Cheerio.